Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Lynch covers the Niners for CanBR 683, sports leader in the Bay Area. Kevin, thanks for coming on the bench tonight to talk about the Niners and Jimmy G's fat deal.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's kind of a surprising deal to me that he got the most money per year of any NFL player ever off of seven games. But, you know, 7-0, he's really excited everybody here in the Bay Area, so I guess that's what he's worth.
Yeah, the deal lines up, obviously, with John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan's deal, and I think it's pretty obvious from their lining up the 5 years with them that was their, if you will, master plan.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing is the Niners, obviously, they paid their coach, they paid their GM. They really haven't paid a player yet. For the last few years, all they've done is just shed contracts. And, you know, this is the old Niners. This is the Eddie DeBartolo Niners, where you take your best player, you overpay him, and you tell everyone in that locker room, look, you play like him, you lead like him, we'll pay you like him. And I think that's one of the things they wanted to do.
Wow. And I think that makes sense, to be honest with you. Think about it. The guy, when he started, finally, and we got to see him play, he led the NFL in wins. He led the NFL in yards per attempt at almost 9 yards a pop and in total quarterback rating. And that was, you know, weeks 13 through 17. He really did just absolutely invigorate 49er fans. Like, I was watching his games like everybody else, and I was like, oh, man, are they going to give him a fat deal? This is the future right here. We're looking at it right now. How did you feel at the time when you were watching it all play out?
Yeah, I mean, the guy's got some magical qualities. There's no question. I don't know if you remember Carmen Policy, but former president of the team. Eddie DeBartolo is a really good friend. He's a lawyer, ran the team for a long time, very successfully. And he had a quote saying that Don Yee, Garoppolo's agent, you know, the 49ers are just going to have a vat of Vaseline, and Don Yee's going to do whatever he wants with them. So that's kind of exactly what happened.
Wow.
And, you know, it's how about that?
Carmen,
70-year-old Carmen Policy, yeah. And, you know, it one of the things that I was thinking of, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but, you know, it is only 6 to 7 games, and we don't know how durable he is. And one of the things he doesn't do well, one of the only things he doesn't do well, is throw the ball down the field with accuracy. And, you know, the seam routes, he has trouble hitting those. But since he does everything else so well, you know, maybe that doesn't matter. And maybe he's still a $27.5 million a year quarterback without that.
I got to tell you, the one thing I liked about him, he reminded me, obviously, of Brady, and that he gets rid of the ball so quickly. Like, he'll drop back, and it's just gone before anyone has a chance to figure out what's happened or either that or to hit him. You can't get to him quick enough to hit him if he's going to get rid of the ball and sling it that quickly.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, he's got a lot of torque, you know, from his waist up. So he cannot have his feet in the right position and just, boom, get rid of the ball, even without, you know, the proper footwork. And that's unusual. And he does get rid of it with, I think, the fastest in the league. I mean, when you look at him in practice and him throw the ball and under duress, it's amazing how quickly he can get it released.
You know, Kevin Lynch covers the Niners for CanBR. Think about this. A year ago, they almost, you know, tried to, I mean, unless I'm mistaken, didn't they almost try to hire McDaniels? And instead they went with Shanahan. You think they're happy the way things turned out?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know about how everyone feels about Josh McDaniels, but, you know, his stint in Denver was a disaster. He wasn't mature enough. You know, he had his executive assistant was a guy he knew in high school. You know, and you walk into their office and you walk up to his office and there's a guy with his hat backwards sitting at the desk, with you know, sucking on a lollipop with a bunch of rappers around him, and you know, just wasn't so. Yeah, I don't know if you've read the Nate Jackson book, but he just, I mean, he completely destroyed McDaniels and how he ran his operation. He just, I don't know, maybe he's mature enough now, but I think he's one of those guys who's a great coordinator, can't handle being a head coach.
Wow.
So at least that's what Nate Jackson thought. And maybe he knows that too. Maybe that's why he went back to the Patriots.
Maybe he's just good at massacres. What he did was just absolutely machete that whole situation in Indianapolis. Not only his handling of it, but all the assistants that quit their jobs and signed deals with the Colts that are about to get fired in a few days and lose their entire, you know, coming and goings. They're not going to know whether they were living here or there, anywhere. Their wives are going to turn on him, the whole deal. Josh has done a great job of ruining everyone's life. What a guy. He's the man of the year. I got to ask you this. Jimmy G's deal in 5 years, he'll make more money than Brady did, I think, in like his first 15 years in the league. That, I don't care what anybody says, that has to drive Tom Perfect crazy, that he is the greatest quarterback allegedly that ever lived. No one in San Francisco will ever believe that with Joe Montana. But the fact that this guy never played, and he's going to make more money in 5 years than Brady did his entire career is enough to make me just drink whiskey.
Oh, man. And then also the fact that maybe Belichick wanted to trade him and keep Garoppolo. You know, I think that's gotta burn him too. So, it'd be interesting to see the next time the 49ers play the Patriots. Cause I think, you know, Brady obviously loves to live with a chip on his shoulder, and that's a huge chip.
Do you think he would have, just hypothetically, do you think Brady would have wanted to play for the 49ers if they would have dealt him?
You know, I don't know if he has a no trade clause. I know that John Lynch asked for Brady, and just on a flyer. Just
really?
Say, hey, yeah, I know you. I know you want to deal Garoppolo, but we want to ask about the big guy. You know, would you trade him? And to be perfectly frank, I mean, I know Brady's great and he's having a great year, but I think the Patriots traded the wrong guy. You know, how many quarterbacks are good in their 40s? If he's good in his 40s, it'll be the first time. You know, we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, I said on the show many times, I was doing the show from Vegas for the Super Bowl, and I do that annually, and I was out there, and I was talking about how the game has evolved so, you know, over the years. It's just really simple that the players get bigger, stronger, and faster always. They never get slower. They never get the game just keeps getting faster, more physical, quicker. Better. Everything about it is high speed. And what I see in him, this is just me, I still think he's brilliant, but I think that he's as slow as molasses. And I think that he's going to get his head taken off one of these days by one of these fast-flying 100-mile-an-hour linebackers, and that's going to be the end of him. And that's what I saw. Like, he is literally mud. Like, even on that play that they threw the ball to him, he looks – my wife runs faster than him. So I agree with you on the age thing. And once you're over 40, I think it'll all come crashing to a halt one of these days. No one believes that, but I still believe it, and I'll stick to it and – I'll never change my opinion. I have to ask you this, though. You're covering the Niners there for KNBR, great station.
Right.
But the fact is that John Gruden is there now across town in the East Bay running the Raiders.
Right.
And then, you know, for a couple more years, and then they're going to go to Las Vegas. I mean, between Garoppolo and Gruden, I just think the hottest, frankly, hotbed for football right now has to be where you're sitting, covering that quarterback now in that fat deal and that gigantic $100 million deal that Gruden got to coach that crappy Raider team. And I mean it, because they were going to win the Super Bowl this year, right? They're so great, but they got a great coach, but they were crappy, you have to admit.
Yeah, they were. And I think maybe last year, or actually the year before, was kind of a mirage. You know, they got 32 turnovers that year. They had a lot of miracle wins, three or four of those. I mean, if they were ever a team set up to take a fall, it was the Raiders. And I don't know if Gruden can revive that. I mean, they got some really systemic problems on defense. They have no linebackers. You know, that's going to be a tall task for him. But yeah, I mean, just in terms of sizzle and sexiness, I mean, this is going to be the place where all the eyes are going to be. And the 49ers are going to be the trendiest pick in the league.
Do you think they can go from 6-10 to like either 9-7 or 10-6?
I do, because I think, you know, one of the things that happened, and people, I don't think, notice it as much because Garoppolo was such a star, but that team was really improving by the time he got there. And the offensive line had turned a corner. They had gotten some receivers in there that they didn't think were as good as they were. You know, Marquise Goodwin, you know, if you projected what he did over half, you know, he would have had about 1,800 yards receiving. I mean, he's not only a speedster, but he's good in short area, in terms of short area quickness. He's a tough guy. They got another young receiver like Kendrick Bourne, who's just a brilliant route runner. I mean, they've got guys who are coming up, and then you put a 9-man draft class on top of that. You got all sorts of cap space they're going to spend on free agency, and they had 20 guys on IR last year. They got all those guys back. So this is going to be a completely different team with a lot more talent than last year's team.
So you've been there. The team, you know, wins 6 of the last 7 games. The fan base is very passionate about – I live there. It's just insane. They love the 49ers. I mean, it's just the greatest thing since sliced bread. So now they're back in business, it would appear to me, for the first time in a long time. Like, they have really been terrible. What has the reaction been like on KNBR and, you know, getting Garoppolo, now signing Garoppolo, the future's locked in with the, you know, GM, the coach, the star quarterback? I mean, this is like Montana and Steve Young days where everything's in place. It has to get people jacked.
It does. And, you know, one of the things that I think is happening is that it hasn't fully happened yet because the York years were so bad and Jed York made a lot of mistakes, you know, hired the wrong guys, didn't spend money. Well, now it looks like he's got the right guys in place. And with this contract, he's sending a signal to the rest of the league and to the rest of free agents, look, I'm willing to spend, and this is a good team. And we've got maybe the best X's and O's guy in the league, or at least top three. So if you come here, we're going to be successful. We're going to take care of him. And again, that's the old DeBartolo style. And I think he tried to be like his dad, John. That wasn't working at all. And I think now he's being more like his uncle, more like Eddie, and trying to get guys in here and spend money and make this thing a family and make everybody happy and win games.
Wow, I think it's great. Fantastic stuff tonight, Kevin, on the Niners and on Jimmy G's deal. Congrats on that happening. It's going to be exciting for you to cover the team, and always a great job on KNBR. Thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio with us tonight.
Hey, you bet, Scotty. It's always a pleasure.
My man, Kevin Lynch, covers the Niners for KNBR 680. The Sports Leader.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.